Hi there, howdy. It's Sunday, October 12th, and I'm back from New York Comic Con. Yay. And I've been trying to get my life in order, but while I was doing that, I was listening to my favorite radio station that I have to listen to on the internet now. It's called KDHX. So, you know, if you want to go to kdhx.org, you can always listen to them live on the internet. Anyway, Pablo Meshuggie has a folk music program on Sundays at 2 o'clock. I think it's 2 o'clock. It's hard, but they're in Central Time. I'm in Eastern Time. Anyway, he did the whole show on this song called "This Which Side Are You On?" Which I thought was quite amazing that he could go through it an entire show analyzing one song. But so I started to research that song thinking it would be a good song for a podcast, but lo and behold, I decided it wasn't. If you go to YouTube and you look at Annie DeFranco's version, that was the best one I saw. But in case anybody doesn't know what this song is, it's a union song. Kind of goes like this. Come on, you good workers, good news to you I tell. Of how that good old union is coming here to dwell. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Anyway, something like that. Pete Seeger did it a lot. But anyway, I decided not to do that one because sticking in my head was a song from the Bluegrass Breakdown. A show done by Walter and Willa Voles, where they did a whole thing on, and it's not Labor Day, so this is pretty weird, but they did a whole section on working in the sawmills. And they did a song, they played a song by the Gordons, and the Gordons are a family that owns a music store in Sparta, Illinois called Alligator Music. And anyway, this is a song by the Gordons. It's called Sawdust. So that's what I'm going to play. I hope. Just learned it in the last 45 minutes. Here we go. By the way, bluegrass is harder than it looks. Sawmill 6 days a week, and it still ain't enough to make ends meet. I got fingers for the splinters and hands for the cuts, so you can't build a future out of sawdust. When my daddy started working there in 1945, he told me breathing wood won't keep a man alive. Somebody's getting rich, son, but it ain't us. You can't build a future out of sawdust. They say that money don't grow on trees, but it comes from the same wood I work with all week. When Uncle Sam puts his stamp on it, he says in God we trust. But you can't build a future out of sawdust. No, you can't build a future out of sawdust. Well, there are sycamores, walnuts, pines, and oaks, and we cut them down faster than they can grow. One day there's not gonna be. Well, you can't
but you can't build a future out of sawdust.
Been a tree hugger. So there you go. You can't build a future out of sawdust. Have a great week.